It's Thursday, the 11th of July, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 7 a.m. news bulletin. Namibia Dairies has announced the implementation of a supplementary winter levy to support dairy farmers facing challenging conditions due to the ongoing drought. This initiative reflects the company's commitment to local agricultural sectors, recognizing dairy farmers as the backbone of food security as well as the economy. Acting Managing Director and Chief Operating Officer of the Oltava and List Group, Wynand Oosthuizen.
We are proud to award our dedicated and hard-working dairy farmers with a 75 cents per litre increase for the 3 months ending August 2024. This is aimed at providing crucial financial support during this unprecedented drought to sustain our local dairy industry.
The Nala Feminist Collective, in partnership with the Government of Namibia, hosted the third Nala Fem Summit themed Women's Right to Lead. The summit aims to foster feminist leadership across the continent. From Cameroon, Noelle Ngunam, Head of Communications at the organization.
Well, one of the things that stood out is, first of all, the willingness and availability of the Vice President of Namibia be guest of honor and patron at the summit. And it was very intriguing that while giving her keynote address, she pointed out the importance of intergenerational leadership and collaboration between multi-generations of African women leaders.
In South Africa, Rise Mzansi has welcomed the appointment of its national leader and Member of Parliament, Songezo Zibi, as chairperson of the Parliament's Standing Committee on Public Accounts. The oversight body ensures accountability of public funds. Meanwhile, Action SA's parliamentary caucus leader, Atol Trolip, says this breaks the convention of opposition party leadership. He argues that this move by the government of national unity undermines effective leadership, as SCOPA plays a critical role in holding the government accountable.
This new development is an indication that objective critical oversight might be neutered by appointing a member who is part of government. Action SA remains committed to hold the government to account and to make sure that its performance deal with the seminal challenges that affect South Africans.
Reuters reports on Mali's ruling military junta and Russia's state nuclear company Rosatom, who signed three cooperation deals, including discussions on a Russian-designed low-power nuclear power plant. Rosatom has been actively engaging with African nations, strengthening ties and seeking business opportunities. This includes bolstering relationships with West African juntas that have distanced themselves from traditional Western allies since seizing power in coups since 2020. U.S. lawmakers are voting on a bill banning non-citizens from taking part in federal elections, something which is already illegal. The SAVE Act would mandate voters to prove their citizenship in order to cast their ballot. Democrats call the measure unnecessary and designed to sow distrust amongst voters. Sally Patterson has the report for us.
At a news conference on Tuesday, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson said, quote, "Many of the Democrats want all of these illegals to participate in our federal elections. They want them to vote." That's a line being peddled by Donald Trump as well in his campaign against the unprecedented levels of undocumented migrants entering the United States through Mexico. In the draft Republican platform published on Monday ahead of the GOP convention, it says the party will implement measures to secure our elections. Democrats call the bill a stunt, with one top politician calling it a scheme to erode the confidence of Americans in the country's election system. Sally Patterson, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.